You want to squeeze in a phone call, 537-1350. You can also tweet us at the game, KMAN. Final segment here of Wildcat Insider. Women's Hoops this week. They're going to be at West Virginia at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Then they'll play at TCU at 3 o'clock on Saturday. The men go Wednesday, Saturday as well. 6 o'clock start time at Bramlage against Iowa State. They play the early game, so that means Powercat game day starting at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, by the way. And then Saturday going to Texas. I could be wrong on this. Is there no time yet officially set for the Texas game?
1 o'clock.
Okay, 1 o'clock. There we go. I was trying to find it earlier and for whatever reason could not.
I think that's right.
And then K-State baseball is also getting started this week. If you missed Brad Hill earlier on the show, you can catch the podcast, newsradiokman.com, in the On Demand tab for that. It is 1 o'clock for Texas.
1 o'clock, yeah.
Okay,
1 o'clock. Longhorn Network for TV, which is
great. Oh, boy. Yeah, there we go. But K-State baseball will start on Friday. They play Ohio State, at 11 o'clock in Kissimmee, Florida. Then a doubleheader Saturday. It'll be against Pitt at 10 o'clock and Delaware at 4 o'clock. And then Sunday, Ohio State again at 10 before they get out of there. So there's a ton going on this week, but obviously big week for baseball getting going, and then the men with the two games they have there, and a tough couple of road trips for Jeff Biddy's squad just going to play. I mean, that's got to be a grind going to West Virginia, TCU in the same week, as you said, without coming back.
Yeah, it is tough. But I after talking with Coach Mitty today, I certainly understand the theory and that, you know, West Virginia is the longest trip in the league. And then, you know, they play an earlier game on Saturday. I think it's 3 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. And it was just, you know, if you think about it, you know, you come back, you go to class. If you really map it all out, I certainly understand why they're doing it. They can get down there and practice a day at TCU, which I think is what they want to do. So this is a big week for them. You mentioned they're like 21st in the RPI. It goes without saying it's a big week for the men. So Big 12 basketball, here we are.
And baseball.
Yeah, and baseball. February. That's yes. Right, yeah.
Tonight in the Big 12, you do have a couple of men's games. The big one, West Virginia at Kansas. Allen Fieldhouse, the return trip there after KU got beat around pretty good when they went to Morgantown earlier this year. And then also Baylor at Texas Tech, which – Tech coming off a near victory over Kansas at United Supermarkets Arena there for them. So they're certainly capable, I would think, of knocking off Baylor tonight as well. You can watch those games at 6 and 8.
I'll be interested to see not so much how Baylor responds, but what Tech has left in the tank after a tough, tough loss on Saturday. And we mentioned earlier that this has been a hard stretch for them. They've kind of dropped out of that NCAA tournament picture that they were in for a large part of the season. They are capable, no question about it. What's West Virginia capable of tonight? Do you think they can win in Lawrence? I think they can.
Sure.
Will they? I'm not sure they'll do it. For me, I think West Virginia will play hard. I think they'll defend. But when they're on the road in a place like that, let's be honest, it's going to come down to making some shots. They've got to shoot the ball decently well to have a chance.
But it does feel like a year, and we were talking about this last week. I'll throw this past you and see what you think. I mean, Kansas, one, has lost at home, which is a big part of, I think, why this gets lodged in my brain. But it just seems like it's been a year where home teams are not as dominant as they have been in the past in the Big 12. I think for a number of different reasons.
Sure.
But it does give you the feeling that these games could be more interesting, perhaps, than maybe you would think going into it, just because home teams have struggled.
I think that is accurate and certainly more than fair. I think it's a situation, too, where, you know, if KU's off just a little bit, West Virginia's good enough to get them. That's the thing. And I don't think there's the separation that there's been in maybe other seasons. But I still go back to what I said before. They have to make some shots. This isn't the world's best shooting team, but the one thing that they have is depth. So they can really get after you. They can foul a little bit more than most teams in the league. I think we even saw that on Saturday. You know, I was mentioning off air, you know, as much as Kamau and Barry struggled, both went to the free throw line double-digit times. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, K-State shooting 40 free throws as a team. Yeah. That was a bizarre factoid from the game over the weekend. But about to wrap things up here on Wildcat Insider. We will hand things off to the Jeff Biddy Show coming up next here on K-Man, so you can hear a little bit more about the K-State women and their week that they have coming up. Appreciate Brad Hill. Played that back from last week. Again, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab for the podcast of the show, as always. For Mitch Fortner and Wyatt Thompson, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to Wildcat Insider. Jeff Biddy Show on the way next.